You're listening to SBS News.
They are some of Australia's most dangerous convicted terrorists. Abdul Nasser Benbrika, spiritual leader of Australia's largest terrorist cell, Muhammad Ali Elamar, architect behind the planned attack on the 2005 AFL Grand Final, and for him, Khalid Lodi, who set out to bomb the national electricity grid and the Holsworthy barracks. In the coming years, under today's laws, all will be free to walk away once their jail terms end, with no restrictions. The federal government, seeking to change that, is pushing for an extended supervision order to be imposed on high-risk convicted terrorists. The sanctions could include curfews or internet bans. Acting Attorney General Greg Hunt says the government's proposed new laws would be intended to protect the public.
Where there are threats to our national security and threats to the safety of individuals, we will be absolutely rigorous in prosecuting the protection and the interests of the broad Australian population.
Currently, convicted terrorists can only be kept in jail indefinitely if the courts can prove a high degree of probability they will re-offend. But Law Council of Australia President Murray Bales says imposing conditions on their releases is a better option.
We recognise that it's an imposition on people's liberty, but the option is either to detain that person or release them unconditionally, means that this, in the Law Council's view, is the lesser of all evils.
The official national terrorism threat level remains at probable. And in Melbourne, Deakin University security analyst Greg Barton says the government's proposed laws are necessary to adapt to the changes in the country's courts.
We had very few people in prison previously on terrorism charges. We've got a number at the moment. That number will double over the next couple of years.
The new laws are expected to be introduced into Parliament by the end of the year. Lydia Feng, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.